感谢神的带领，我们在聚会的时候有时候要得到勉励，就是灵修方面的。
I thank God for His guidance that through the services we may be mutually edified.
有时候我们也需要在神的知识或者在圣经方面要增长一些必要的有三方面的知识。
And many times there are three aspects of knowledge that we need to increase.
第一方面就是有关这文本。
And first pertains to the text.
就是说这个文本方面的文字或它的句子或它的上下文。
And for example, the context of the scripture or the literature.
然后呢，我们要进入它的历史。
And secondly, we need to enter into its historical background.
因为它有它的社会、经济、政治、思想方面的背景。
Because it has its own background containing to the politics or the economy.
那对第三方面就是我们要增长对神。道理的认识。
And third aspect is that we must increase our knowledge in the understanding of God.
让我们今天可以明白神在历史上的作为。
So today we may understand the work of God in history.
以及他要教会和个人和世人要求是什么。
And also what is the requirement for the church and for mankind.
所以在查考一段圣经文。
Therefore when we study a scripture.
我们就需要把文学、历史跟神学三方面来融会贯通。
So we need to understand both the theological, the philosophical and the religious, the spiritual view.
假定里头有中文系的同学。
And so if we have any who major in transliterature.
那你就会说什么叫注。
Then you may ask what is
Enotics. 你要说解
or
要解释的解
what are the explanations?
然后你要有翻译译成自己的文的语文
and then you must have a translation into your own language.
然后你要把它阐述
and then you must be able to reiterate the fact.
就要释义了
and that means harmonics.
然后就有运用。
And then you must be able to practice it.
这段灵修释放上应用到哪几方向。
And so what kind of aspect must you practice these teachings into?
所以有注，我现在用中文讲就好，有要注解疏，叫疏导的疏，然后那义，翻译的义，那名其义理的义，意义的义，然后要把它解释清楚。就释义，然后再运用。
And so there are many different aspects that you must be able to translate it and to practice.
对于复杂的经文需要这样的一个过程。
And so this is a process to translate the most difficult scriptures.
那假设简单的一清两二楚的，你就可以记习的了解，就不需要这些功夫。
However, for the more simple ones, you may easily understand. You do not need to go through this process.
所以经文有难易这两方面。
So there is a different levels.Of difficulty to scriptures.
所以说我们就求主耶稣也让我们在人为方面要做这些基本的解经。
And therefore we ask our Lord Jesus to help us so we may fulfill our duty in interpreting the scriptures, translating the scriptures.
所以就要解经方法 exegetical method.
And so these are the methods to interpreting the scriptures.
就好像在切牛一样，你知道筋在经络在骨头，你要怎么分解
？And just as if you're dissecting an animal, you must be able to dissect it the correct way.
那有些基本功夫，我们怎么知道怎么释义？
And so the basic work is hermeneutics.
因为释义这个工作，其实对我们学生或者说在求进步的人很重要的。
And in fact, this work is very important, especially for the students.
因为你要解释这个生存实有就实在存在的本体。
Because you must be able to interpret the substance which exists.
或存在
or existence itself.
解释这存在。
So you must be able to interpret, explain this existence.
那是哲学的问题。
So that's a philosophical problem.
但是你要解释你读的书的内容是什么呢
？But if today if you want to interpret the content of the book you're reading，
那就是文章文本的释义了。
And so that's an interpretation of the passage。
所以我们生活在世界上要面对存在跟我们所读的这经文或是任何文本的一个解释
living,
或者诠释。
Therefore, living in this world, we need to face the interpretation of the scriptures or the passages we face。
那你就会比一般人更聪明一点。
And by doing that, you may be smarter than ordinary people.
你的灵机会更犀利一点。
And you might be sharper and smarter.
我们做学生的、求进步的人们应该有这样的自觉，要许下这个志愿。
And for all the people who are studying or pursuing after improvement, this should be our goal.
那会堂的讲堂 台和课室其实一个很好的训练场所。
And sermon speaking or even learning in classroom is a very good training ground.
让你看到神的作为。
Because here you may witness the work of God.
看到神在语言上或在他对先知异人以及对今天圣灵的祷告的在祈祷或者说在启示的时候引导的时候。
And through the prophecies, you can see how God had manifested His work.
啊，而且呢，把你可以现活现历史。
And also, you may relive history.
啊，你可以进入到经文的世界。
You may enter into the path into the world of scriptures.
甚至在你的内心深处。
And even in the deepest part of your spirit.
你会把祷告跟知识带到你这最里头的。
And you may bring both prayer and knowledge into the deepest part of your soul.
这种信仰是活跃的。
And by that, you will have a living faith.
啊，那因为时间关系，我们早上就集中在主耶稣很雄、很凯旋式的进入圣城这段查经了。
And this morning, we like to focus on the study of Jesus, Lord Jesus entering into the holy city triumphantly.
当然，我们所说的圣城是指的耶路撒冷。
And the holy city, we refer to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷就是说。平安诚意。
Jerusalem is also the city of peace.
很早就出现在，你可以看到《创世纪》十四章。
We can see it had resurfaced early on in Genesis chapter 14.
有一个叫 Melchizedek， 麦基洗德。
There's a person by name of Melchizedek.
那 Melchi 就是 Melech 王的意思。
Melchi means the king.
那 Chedek， 洗德呢就是。这个公义义就是神的义这方面的字眼。
And Zedek means the righteousness or the justice of God.
这位麦基洗德又出于这个耶路撒冷。
And Melchizedek originates from Jerusalem.
当然，这耶路撒冷从前是 Jebusite 人所占据的，也大卫以后才抢过来。
And Jerusalem was once a place occupied by the Jebusites and later captured by King David.
以后就神立名居住的像圣殿的所在。
And later it was named the dwelling place of the temple of God.
也是大卫王系的宝座，政治的中心。
It is also the center to the throne of the kingship of David.
但是他自言的本意。
But however, the origin of this word.
就是 shalom 表平安。
It means shalom, which is peace.
所以你看到希罗或者 shalom 都是讲着平安和平的意思。
So whether shiloh or shalom, it all means peace.
那这个撒冷王就说这个神，就说神，说主耶稣在旧约向亚伯兰显现的。
And this King Salem, King of Salem, had appeared to Abraham in the Old Testament.
这个圣城的王，这个平安城的王。
He is the king of the city of peace.
所以说我们在创世纪可以看到这个撒冷的出处了。
And so in Genesis, we can see the appearance of this city.
然后呢，我们可以看到在整个在以色列宗教历史演变当中。
And through the the transformation of the Jewish faith.
你可以看到圣城的重要性。
We can see the importance this holy city plays.
我们就简单的从历史书或是先知书可以看出来。
And we may also see this from the historical or the prophetic books.
以及到旧约以后的新约时代。
All the way out until the New Testament times.
今天犹太教所期望的。
And today, what the Judaism, what the Jews hope for,
他们期望就是说，像圣经所说的神国的建立。
And they hope for the establishment of the kingdom of God.
将来也应该成全在这个圣城耶路撒冷这本身。
And this shall also be fulfilled at the city of Jerusalem.
纵然我们今天看到耶路撒冷。
But even today, when we witness Jerusalem,
它的方言大概有100种左右，就在那边说不同语言的人。
And there are about 100 different languages that are spoken within that city.
那你可以看到，它城区已经分成四个区。
You can see the city has been divided into four different sectors.
西北区就属于基督教。
And the northern, the northeastern belong to Christianity.
东北区属于这个回教。
And the northeast, belong to
Islam. 那就东南区属于犹太教。
And the southeastern belong to Judaism.
那么西南区就属于 Armenian 的东正教。
And the southwestern belong to the Armenians.
所以说，要是犹太人说我要抢把这整个占领起来，以后要变成我们犹太教这神国建立的中心的话。
And so it's almost impossible if the Jews say, I want to occupy all four sectors, or it may become the center point for the fulfillment of God's establishment.
圣城在耶路撒冷今天在地面上的地位来说，已经不是像从前那么重要。
And even until today, Jerusalem no longer plays as an important role as it was back then.
可是呢，在旧约跟新约，它的地位、它的宗教以及 整个民族信仰是占很重要的地位的。
But the city of Jerusalem played a very important role both in the Old and the New Testament in the faith of the people.
虽然在新约时代。
Even though in the New Testament time,
我们可以看到很多地名、人名都有一个是就属灵的提升和属灵的这样的展现。
We can see there's a spiritual elevation and manifestation to the geographical locations or names of different places.
那我们还是认识这个耶路撒冷在这个属灵意义上是占着非常就不可分离的地位的。
But we still recognize that Jerusalem plays a crucial, important role in our faith.
所以我们单单就查考圣城这个历史。
Therefore, today we'll study into the history of this holy city.
因为涉及到犹太教。
And it will, we will talk about Judaism. It is also related to Christianity. Also related to Islam.
而且其他就是五湖四海的很多人民对这个这个耶路撒冷的向往。
Also many, what are the thinkings or thoughts those around the city have?
造成世界性的这样很复杂错综的关系的。
And how it will create this complex, chaotic relationship in the world.
尽管现代意义有这样的歧义繁多。
Even though this is common in today's world,
我们还得进入到圣经去。
But we may still turn back. We must look back into the Bible.
那我们今天早上就用特别用一节到十七节的主耶稣进入圣城这段记事来关照一下。
And this morning we'd like to focus on chapter verse 1 to 17 on this passage.
第一个，我们对主耶稣的认识究竟多少？
First of all, how deep is our understanding of Lord Jesus?
我们对主耶稣生平就传道的生涯，他整个终极目的在哪？
And do we know the ultimate purpose for Lord Jesus' ministry in this world?
以及他在十字架上完成了救赎的事工以后，对人类的影响或者今日这个教会的意义在哪？
And what kind of impact and what is the meaning he has for the people and the church today after his crucifixion on the cross?
值得我们再次的内在的深入的这样的检验一下。
And all these are worthy of our meditation.
好，那我们来看一下。
And let us turn to the verse.
来看经文，在主耶稣的传道生平当中。
So during the ministry of Lord Jesus.
第一段就是他的这个青少年时期。
And the first is his youth.
一直到十三岁
，Up until when he was 13,
他成为律法之子
，He became the son of the law.
所以叫 Ben Mishma, Mishva.
And so that's Ben Mishma.
Mishva.
Mishva.
那他就开始担任着这犹太人所谓的这全人的这样的责任。
And so he taken up the full responsibility as an adult.
他可以参与这会堂
，He was able to participate in the
社会的各种活动
，or in different kind of social activities.
他对律法负责着这全部的责任。
And so he took up the full responsibility of the law.
那到了三十岁
，until he was 30,
就是他预备以弥赛亚的身份出现。
And he prepared himself and appeared as a Messiah.
他的第一个阶段的加利利传道的历史。
So to begin his first history, his first ministry as a in Galilee.
我们查考的圣经的前半部，大部分主耶稣在耶路撒在加利利这一带在活动。
And so the first portion of Lord Jesus' ministry taking place near the area of Galilee.
展开他的言教跟他的神迹的能力。
And so he started and manifested his teachings and his work of miracles.
然后到了一个这个天平的终点。
And on about the center, the middle point.
那就是路加福音九章五十一节所说的。
And this is what is said in Luke chapter 9, verse 50.
他的眼尖他的鼻子，他的面开始朝着南部的耶路撒冷。
And that his countenance started to face toward Jerusalem.
他就要从加利利传道的这活动的中心，要移到这个南边来。
Starting from his ministry in Galilee, it will slowly move to the south side.
所以，对观福音就记载主耶稣的脚步如何的从他北边的加利利移向这个。
And so all the gospel books record how Lord Jesus slowly moved from Galilee toward Jerusalem.
他说了很多的比喻。
He has spoken many different parables.
说了很多人生哲理伦常的。
And many philosophies and teachings of life.
还有就是有关得救的道理。
And also teachings pertaining to salvation.
然后最后一个阶段。
And the last phase.
就是他最后一个礼拜。
And that is the last week of his life.
他要出现在这耶路撒冷。
He was to appear at Jerusalem.
因为他要进入这个圣城。
Because he was to enter into Jerusalem.
做最后的，然后他要受难。
And in the end, he shall suffer, be crucified.
那我们英文翻译叫 passion。
And this is the passion.
啊，就是说他要受苦受难，但是在十字架上头。
That is, he should suffer and be crucified on the cross.
然后他就复活升天。
Then he resurrected and ascended to heaven.
展开这《使徒行传》圣灵为主的这个教会的世代。
And that marks the beginning of the apostolic age recorded in the Gospel of Acts.
所以我们朝着主耶稣的生平。
So we follow the life of Jesus.
看到教会的发展。
And we see the development of the church.
以至以后大功的这个教会的出现。
Also in the end, we see the appearance of
The Catholic
Church,
或者是以后的异端护教的活动
or all the works of the apologetics.
啊，那就是你可以看到历史一直演变演变下来。
So we can see the progress of history.
但是圣灵的带领没有停止。
But the guidance of the Holy Spirit never ceased.
因为主在什么也在圣经里头答应了说周末的这样作为。
But because God has also promised His work in the end time.
啊，那就是圣灵。
And that is the Holy Spirit.
真理。
And truth,
跟一般属神的这个真正的教会
and the church that belongs to God.
那有幸的我们能够参与到这历史的轨迹里头
It's very fortunate that we are part of history.
啊，那我们就可以明白主耶稣每一个这脚踪，他每一个定点。在历史上及神学上占着很重要的地位的。
And by this, we may understand how important Lord Jesus had taken, what kind of role he had taken in, as a part of history.
就单以这个进入圣城。
To study, enter into holy city alone.
就给我们让，就是说把旧约跟新约，犹太教跟这基督教可以串联起来。
And in fact, we can connect the Old and the New Testament as well as Judaism and Christianity.
把我们对这属世的跟这属灵的认知也连接起来。
And we may also connect our understanding or physical and spiritual understanding.
所以我们所学的
So whatever we learn
不是过去
It's not the past.
那是活现的现在
Rather, it is a present and living.
好，我们现在来看这个马太福音二十一章
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 21.
注意一下主耶稣在约旦河就耶利哥的最后一个过渡。
And so let us pay attention to how Lord Jesus was near the river Jordan
and
the last crossing.
啊，那他就要担任起在圣殿里头很重要的弥赛亚救赎使命了。
And here he was to take up his role as a Messiah in the Holy Temple.
最后的一个阶段。
This is the last phase.
好，那我们来看他怎么说。
And let us see what he has said.
因为第一节就说在这一个铺路了，在这个背景的说明，他们。要将近耶路撒冷。
And verse 1 says they were drawing near Jerusalem.
那以后就真的，就以下在耶路撒冷前后的动作。
And following is their actions within Jerusalem.
那你看到他就到了伯发奇，就是伯大尼这个村庄。
And so here he came to Bethage or Bethany.
啊，那他就主耶稣说你去啊到一个对面村庄去。看着主人，那有一个主人有驴拴在那儿。
And Lord Jesus said, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you'll find a donkey tied."
他问你说要什么呢？你就回答说：“主，我们的师父，我们的夫子，我们的主要用这个驴子。
”When they ask, "What do you need?" you shall say, "The Lord has a need of them."
然后呢，第三节就说那个人会让你就牵过去。
And verse 3 says, "Immediately he will send them for you."
那在第五节、第四节那里。
And verse 4
就有一句我们很重要的话语。
And here's a very important phrase.
那就这个圣经也引出来。
And this was also referred in the Bible.
说你西安的人呐、啊，你要对就要领受这句话。
And that you must say this to the people of Zion.
就说你的王要来到你这儿。
And before your king is coming to you.
他是非常温顺的。
And lowly.
他骑着驴子的。
And sitting on a donkey.
那这个驴子就是驴的小，就小驴驹了，就是比较年幼的、年轻的这驴子。
And this donkey is a colt of foal of a donkey.
哈，这句话乍看之下好像旧约时代的这种遥远的应许。
Yes, looking at this verse, you may think this is a far away prophecy from the Old Testament.
那其实这里头就包含着。一个很重要的一个动作。
However, this encompasses a very important action.
就是王要从外头，从这个金门东门进入到圣城。
And that is the king shall enter from the eastern gate into the holy city.
你要是看这个地图的话
，If you look at a map,
今天那清真寺那个 Golden Dome。那就是已在原址，这所罗门跟所罗巴伯的原址上头的。
And so the Golden Dome is built on the place of Zerubbabel.
那这个是原址，也就在稍微靠右的。
And this place is a little bit located to the right.
在耶路撒冷城在东边在靠北的话，只有一个门。
And so on the eastern side, toward the northern side of Jerusalem, there is only one gate.
那就叫东门。
And that is called the Eastern Gate.
或者叫做金门。
Or the Golden Gate.
就是他们历代，就是说。 要仰望救赎主，叫救主要进入的一个门径。
In all the generations, that is a gate that they long for the Savior to pass by.
那他一来就要实现王国。
And once he comes, he will fulfill his kingdom.
那这个王是谁
？So who is this king?
那我们就看一下他的历史的那个索引。
So let us look at his history.
因为主耶稣啊，不，因为是大卫的时期。
Because it was during the time of David.
那神借着拿单先知。
Through Prophet Nathan.
啊，就记载在撒母耳记下七章十一节到十七节那儿。
And this is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 11.
七章十一节。
Chapter 7 verse 11 to 17.
那你就说，大卫，你有将来一个儿子要接续你做王。
And that is David. After you, there shall be a son who to be king.
他你跟你子子孙孙这王位要永远的坚固。
And your throne shall be established from your generations to come.
啊，就是说永续的这个大卫王系了。
And your the blood of David, the bloodline of David shall continue forever.
那就在这种应许。
And under this promise,
是指的这个属灵方面。
And as a spiritual meaning,
就在属灵的神国啊，他这个神所带领下这个弥赛亚王所。建立的王国要一直的长存。
And that is in the spiritual kingdom, the guidance under the guidance of the Messiah, this kingdom shall last forever.
因为这句话不是指着地面上的这个大卫的王朝。
Because this promise not only pertains to the physical kingdom of David.
因为很显然的，所罗门的第二代。
And very because we know the second generation of David.
叫 Rehoboam, 他就已经分裂了。
And we know during the time of Rehoboam, the kingdom was divided.
公元前922年。
And so. 922 BC.
然后呢，北朝先被亚述灭亡。
And northern kingdom was first destroyed by Assyria.
那南朝在公元前587年这一年被巴比伦毁灭。
And southern kingdom was destroyed by Babylon in 587 BC.
所以从一个帝王君王的王国变成人家的附庸，变成一个省长或者总督。
And so from the kingdom into being a captive or slave of a foreign nation.
大卫王位并没有在历史上实现。
And so the
king, 这样长存下去。
So the throne of David was not established forever in the human history.
但这个王。
However, this king,
其实就是大卫的后裔。
And in fact, it was a descendant of David.
他也是先知书上常常说的。
He's often mentioned in the prophetic books.
要是你看耶利米书。
If you look at Book of Jeremiah.
或以赛亚书。
Or Isaiah.
或者是这个以西结书。
Or Ezekiel.
都有很明显的指着这公义的苗裔。
It has a clear understanding of this, the descendant of this righteous seed.
或者苗裔。或者说用王杖这 branch，
or a branch，
或者说 scepter， 就是王杖，或者用大的这个树干，
or a scepter，
或者 branch，
or a branch，
就来描写说从大卫出来的将来他的后裔有一个人。
And that describes that descendant, a descendant out of David.
当然你了解，从加太书保罗是很明三章就很明显指出，这一个子孙就是耶稣基督。
In Galatians chapter 3, Paul had very clearly told us that this descendant is Lord Jesus.
也就是先知是所预言、所应许的，要建立王国的这个弥赛亚王。
And this is the Messiah who shall establish the kingdom as prophesied by the prophets.
期待在历代以来外国异邦。统治压榨下的犹太人。
And so for the Jews who are under the pressure, the oppression of the foreign nations.
所以你在新约看到。
Up until the New Testament time.
比如说撒迦利亚的祷告词。
For example, when we see the prayers of Zechariah.
他就希望说这个王一出现。
It is his hope that once the king appears.
我们可以脱离仇敌的辖制。
We may be free from the bondage of our enemies.
我们可以建立这个王国。
And that our kingdom may be established.
其实在先知书里头。
And in fact, in the prophetic books.
甚至在诗篇里头。
In the book of Psalms.
都有这个很重要的信息。
And we can find such important messages.
对地面政治社会意义来说，这个王一出现就要脱离这个外国，就包括历代以来的。几个王朝的统治。
Therefore, politically speaking, once this king appears, then the Jews shall be free from the generations of reign by the foreign nations.
亚述
Syria.
先从大卫时期，很多的这个外邦七族、外邦种族在巴勒斯坦上的。
And so there are many different foreign nations who reigned in the land of Palestine.
然后亚述
and Syria.
然后巴比伦
and then Babylon.
那波斯
Persia.
那希腊
and Greece.
最后罗马
in the end Rome.
其实哪一个国民或哪一个犹太民？不期望说能够独立自主呢。
So from here we can see which of the Jews does not wish that they may gain back their own freedom.
所以说历代以来就有一个 messianic， 就是说一个 expectation， 就是弥赛亚的期盼。
So since the ancient time they always had this messianic expectation.
其实他们现在也在期盼。
So that still lasts until today.、嗯、
那这个主耶稣就是他们所期盼的这个弥赛亚王。
And this Lord Jesus is the King, the Messiah they've been waiting for.
他是属真理的。
Because he belongs to the truth.
属神。
He belongs to God.
来自天上。
He came from above.
建立的王国不在地面上。
And the kingdom he shall establish is not of this world.
这些话你可以在约翰福音十九章比拉多面前。的审问回答时候看得清楚。
And you can find this recorded in John chapter 19 in Jesus' response back to Pilate.
我的国不属于这地面。
He said, "My world, my kingdom is not of this world."
意思就是说，他借着圣灵建立的这个神的国度。
And that is the kingdom he established through the Holy Spirit.
就是圣经所预言的公义的苗裔，大卫的子孙。
And when prophesied by the Bible, the seed, the righteous seed of David.
他要做君王。
He shall become the king.
他做神的大祭司。
He shall become the high priest.Of God.
他做神所立的这个基督或者受膏者和弥赛亚。
He shall become the anointed one or the Messiah of God.
这个都会是也就极大成于主耶稣的身上。
And all these are fulfilled in Lord Jesus.
所以这个撒迦书九章九节，这个王一进入就要建立神的国。
And so once the king enters, the kingdom of God shall be established.
那当然我们在解经上看到一个字眼。
And when we interpret the passage, we may see this term.
就是说驴跟驴驹。
And that is a donkey and a colt.
所以你在讲福音书里头可以看到。
So within the gospel books, you may see this term.
主耶稣讲坐着驴。
That Lord Jesus rides on a donkey.
还有一个 pack donkey, 就是说那个比较 colt, 就小的驴驹，这样两只就进去。
Or a colt, and they will enter into the city.
但是其实主耶稣骑着一只驴。
But in fact, Lord Jesus was riding on a donkey.
那驴 ，let's say a colt, 那就是小驴子。
Yes, a donkey is actually a colt, a small donkey.
所以因为那个 kai 那个字希腊字的连接词 conjunction.
And because of the conjunction in Greek.
Conjunction, 它就是因为是 and 或者 that it is, i.e. 那就是这个就是这个。
And whether it's and or that is.
那也就是说你看是要读的连接词呢还是在说明 a 就是 b, or b 就是 a.
So you must understand whether this is a conjunction means a equals b or b equals a.
所以你就产生在读经上的你可以变成两只驴或者一只驴。
And so when you're reading the Bible, you may interpret it as two donkeys or just one same donkey.
但不管如何主耶稣的确是骑着驴驹进圣城的。
But regardless, we know for sure Lord Jesus rode on a donkey to enter into the kingdom.
底下大家就拥着，就护着主，在高呼着啊，就迎接主进圣城。
And following, everyone surrounded Jesus and held him as he entered.
当然，这有包括这个主的门徒。
It also includes the disciples of Lord Jesus.
那你可以看到他们在大声说什么。
You may see what they have shouted loudly.
你要是看这英文诗啊的排列。
If you look at the organization, the structure of the English,
block A 就第一段。
And so block A, the first part.
那是 A, 那第二个段落有 B.
And so there's a part A and part B.
何善啊，比如说这样说。那再来第二段有第二行有 A, A 段 A 的这个 block.
And second phrase also has a block A.
那再来 B.
And a block B.
那在希伯来文圣经常常有这种叫 chiasmic.Arrangement.
But in the Hebrew Bible, there's often this kind of arrangement.
It is A, B, B, A, 第二行 B, 变 B, A.
And so the first block, the first phrase would be A, B form, and second
so
turn into B, A form.
前段变成第二行的第二段,
yes.
后面一段。
So the first part of A would become the second part in phrase two.
那是要加强诗行的那种的意义。
And to re-emphasize its the meaning.
而且在字眼不同的排列当中再一次的重复
强调它。And it's repeated in a different arrangement of the wordings.
这个我们在读经上应该明白叫 chiasmus, 这个希腊字跟英文字的这个字根的意义了。
So in reading the Bible, we should understand this chiasmus or this arrangement.
好，那你再看 Hosanna 这个字是什么呢？
So when we read Hosanna, what does it mean?
这语出于这个诗篇118篇25节跟26节。
And so Hosanna originates from Psalm.
那我们中文圣经记得很清楚了。
And the Chinese Bible tells us very clearly.
就是说神啊，拯救我们，拯救我们啊，神啊。
And that is Lord, save us.
那意思就是说有个那的字眼。
And so there is a saying, please.
好像我们的感叹词 exclamation.
Or it is like an exclamation.
这样的感叹词。
So it's a type of exclamation.
Interjection.
Or interjection.
那这么 Hosanna, Hosanna 是什么？
And so what is Hosanna?
因为 Hosanna 在圣经里头。
And Hosanna in the Bible.
它的字根就是耶稣亚。
And the origin of this word is
Yehoshua.
Yehoshua.
或者说何西亚。
Or
Hosea.
Hosea.
或者说何西亚。Hosea.
Or Hosea.
你不管怎么说了。
And regardless how you pronounce it.
因为它原根就是主啊，拯主啊，救主啊，主救的这个何。
And the original of the mean, origin of the word means, O Lord, save us.
或者说 Jesus, 耶和华，主耶稣的耶稣。
Or O Jesus.
所以这里说主啊，救我们呐，主啊，主啊，救我们呐。
So he repeatedly saying, O Jesus, O Lord, save us, save us.
诗篇一百十五篇二十五节、二十六节的话。
And this is found in Psalm chapter 115.
嗯哼
，118. Verse, chapter 118.
对，那二十五节、二十六节。
Verse 25 and 26.
那我们中午翻出来，神啊，拯救我们啊，主啊，拯救我们。
Save now, I pray, O Lord.
但其实这用希伯来音的话，就是 Hosanna, Hosanna.
And but if you say it in the Hebrew, it means Hosanna or Hosanna.
Anna, Anna, 这样。所以一个感叹词啊，神救我们啊，神啊，救我们。
So it speaks with an exclamation mark.
对，也让我们知道说声音在语音呢，这个 phonetic 来讲，在圣经里头也是有重要的提示。
And so also tells us phonetics or sounds play an important role in the Bible.
比如说你说 hoi, h-o-i-o, h-o-i, h-o-y 也可以。
Today if you say hoi,
你就知道这是祸灾，祸灾，神的咒诅，灾难的来到，那哀叹的声音。
Then you know that it is a sound of saying woe, woe is upon us.
所以你看到圣经有 woe 这个字，就我们翻成祸灾 woe 啊，这样 double e 的。
So when you see this word woe in the Bible, it means a disaster is upon us.
Echa, echa, e-c-h-a-h.
But if you see echa,
那你就看这个哀歌里头。
If you look at lamentation,
或者说赞歌啊，就挽歌、送葬的歌
，or any type of praises,
a funeral,
funeral song,
你就知道这是何敬啊，英雄何敬死亡。
And that means you're paying a reverence or tribute to a hero.
啊，为什么死亡
？And why has he died?
为什么坏？啊，那叫感叹。
And it is a tone of sadness.
所以你就会把过去的威荣 ，past glory.
And so the past glory.
跟现在的present plight, 跟现在的灾难、现在苦状。
And so that with the present plight and your sufferings.
很强的对比。
And there will be a strong contrast between the two.
圣城耶利米哀歌。第一章第二章，圣城何竟从天上坠落
？And so Lamentation chapter 1 verse 1 we can see how the holy city had fallen from heaven to the ground.
Echa 一直的说出来
，and continue to say Echa.
所以圣经的声音也是很重要的。
So phonetics are very important in the Bible.
有时候是讥笑、嘲笑的声音，哦，啊哈，啊哈，这样拍腿在讥笑你。
For example, aha maybe sounds to mockeries.
所以这种等等，你可以慢慢的查考去。
And so you may study these different kind of sounds.
那在这里，何善啊，安娜，就是啊，何西啊，那就是说，真的是呼求神来拯救我们啊！你来就是要救我们脱离。我们可以独立自主，可以有神的国建立。
And here, Hosanna truly is a cry out to the Lord, saying, "O Lord, save us, so we may have our own, we may establish our own kingdom."
主在我们当中。
And God is with us.
那他们就在这喊的时候。
And while they are crying out,
那当然就有人说哪有这回事
And some have answered, "What is this you're talking about?"
他们就用一个流行的俗语说，那拿撒勒小地方，那会有真的先知吗
？They have a common saying that Nazareth is such a small place, will prophet come out of there?
因为他们历代以来大先知都是出现在京城或者耶路撒冷圣城里头的。
Because throughout the history, all the major prophets came out of, originated from major cities.
所以这里我们可以看到，就是有人在怀疑。
So here we can see some have doubted Jesus.
在纳闷。
And they wonder to themselves.
为什么小地方这个拿撒勒会出先知，而且是他竟然称是他是应验中的这个王。
And that how could a place like Nazareth have prophet come out, and that he is the prophesized king?
我们这背景稍微这样的查考。
And this is a short study to the historical background.
就是说每个动作。
And that is every action.
都维系着历史的神借着先知异人所说的这样的预言。或者是这个应许。
It is connected to the prophecies spoken by the prophets.
那你从马太一直查考下去。
If you study from Book of Matthew onward,
你就可以看到经文的原始的经文叫 protext.
You may see the protext.
Proof text.
A proof text.
那然后你就应验在主的身上。
And how they are fulfilled on Lord Jesus.
他的说话。
And what he says,
他的行踪
his footprints,
都有旧约圣经或甚至在流传中的没有列入在旧约圣经里头的这些应许或者是预指是预先指示出来
yeah, So of many, all the prophecies that are、rather recorded or pre-prophesized
那我们看这一段
When you look at this passage
意思就是说主耶稣就是旧约圣经所答应的这个王的
It means it tells us that Lord Jesus is the king prophesied in the Old Testament
我们来看就是拿耶利米书二三
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 23.
第五节来看
Verse 5.
耶利米是一个流泪的先知
Jeremiah was a weeping prophet.
他跟以西结同时存在，就存活在这巴比伦来毁灭圣城的这个时期。
And he and prophet Ezekiel exist at the same time, during the time of the destruction of Jerusalem.
所以我们说这是鲁放时期的先知。
So we can say they are also the prophets of exile.
那可以看出神为什么施行他公义。
We may see why God had exercised his judgment.
那因啊引这个犹大民和圣城的百姓的罪恶。
And it was because of the sin and transgressions of the people.
来处罚。那咒诅他的百姓跟离弃他的圣城
that they were cursed and punished because they had forsaken the holy city
在这种公义审判的语言当中
so within these words of judgment
但是还夹着神是守约施慈爱的
yeah, so includes the fact that Lord Jesus oh, God is still a merciful God who keeps his promises
只要百姓能够来悔罪来回头回归的话
as long as the people are willing to turn back and to repent of their sins
那么守契约的神到底他还会让百姓 来重建
and the faithful God will allow his people to rebuild their home
来重建圣殿
and to rebuild the temple
能够复兴
and to revive
他的复兴信仰
and to revive their faith
就进入到崭新的以后我们所说的这个希腊化文化下的罗马帝国时期
and so that will enter into the new phase that is into the Greek time that is under the reign of Rome
Greco-Roman
the Greco-Roman period
那很重要的一个历史或者说思想或者宗教文化很灿烂的一个春秋时期或战国时期
and so this is a very important period in history where it, whether in war or in philosophy
所以我们喜欢历史的圣经历史的文化史的不可忽略这一段 Greco-Roman period
so the Greco-Roman period is a period that we cannot neglect if you're into history
因为在这段时期里头在这犹太教巩固起来
because it is within this period that Judaism was established
那基督教形成
and the formation of Christianity
异教徒或者 多元化的文化的交错错综复杂
it is also the place where the multi religions have merged together
还可以看到人类思想文明的在希腊在罗马的展现出来
and we can see the manifestation of human civilizations in the Greco-Roman period
不得不知道的
right, This is a period we cannot not know
在耶利米书里头就讲请看二三章第五节
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 5
这是历史的一件很重大的事
And this is a milestone in history
就是说到日子以后就是你看到有终末论 eschatology 有终末论的这个字眼的时候就日子指着将来的会实现的一个日子
yeah,
末后的日子
So here speaks about eschatology where the days of the end are coming
这撒迦利亚书
In the book of Zechariah, Ezekiel,
以赛亚书
Isaiah,
但以理书
and Daniel,
很多就是那后那末后日子那个日子
Many of these books speak about the days that are coming.
那这个日子就公义的苗裔，就是大卫的子孙
And these days means refer to the branch of righteousness from the descendant of David.
他要掌王权
and he shall reign as a king.
他有智慧
he is wise.
他施展在列国或犹太人或者说以色列民当中的这个公义。
He will execute judgment and righteousness in the earth.
而且他建立地面上的和平。
He will establish peace on earth.
虽然事实上国攻打国，民攻打民。
Though in this world, people will go against people, nation against nation.
和平福音所在的地方。
But where the peace of truth abides,
人心会淡定，会定静。
And human hearts will be at peace.
民理会敦睦。
And we will be at peace spiritually.
会国泰民安。
And there will be peace amongst the nation and people.
做王他的法律和他律法所行的地方
and this is where he exercises judgment and laws
所以这一段是指说将来大卫的后裔有一个称为公义的苗裔者他掌王权
and here says in the days to come a branch of a seed of David shall reign as a king
这个三三章的十五节也会我们不必看了
and it's also mentioned in chapter 33 verse 15
另外以撒书四章跟十一章也有
Also recording Isaiah chapter 4 and 11.
那我们看这个是预言的实现。
When we see the fulfillment of these prophecies.
他来
when he came,
那借着撒迦利亚书九章九节，他骑着驴驹。
And through Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9, he rode on a colt.
从东门而入。
He entered from the eastern gate.
那这个跟旧约时代神的荣光一度离开圣殿。再回归一个很重要的平行意义。
And this has a very important parallel meaning to the time in the Old Testament when the glory of God had departed and left the Holy Temple.
我们来看以西结书。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
以西结书八章到十一章。
Ezekiel chapter 8 to 11.
这整个是有关这以西结先知被神的连或神的手提举到了耶路撒冷圣城。
And this records how Ezekiel was risen to the Holy Temple.
是从巴比伦地这样提升。
He was taken from Babylon to the Holy Temple.
就变成让他在耶路撒冷圣城。
And he has seen this vision while he was in the Holy Temple.
所目睹的一连串这可憎恶的行径。
And he had witnessed a series of abominable images.
包括圣城这个圣殿的城墙的污秽。
Including all the filth found on the city, the walls of the Jerusalem.
圣城北边的偶像的这个塑像。
And how the statue of an idol was placed on the northern side of Jerusalem.
长老拿着香炉在拜别的神，而且说神没有在看，神没有看到我们了。
And that the elders were holding incense, worshiping foreign gods, and that God had not seen them.
在圣城的东门，有人朝着太阳在拜，有二十五个男人。
On the eastern gate of the Jerusalem, there were 24 men who were worshiping idols.
还有圣城的妇女竟然学着巴比伦或古代近东的一个习惯。
And that the women of the holy city were imitating the Gentiles.
他们做这个仪礼式的仪式上的哀哭。
And they were doing these ritual lamenting.
就说希望这青春的少年神。从地面上回来吧。
And that they are pleading for the youthful gods to return.
这个名字叫塔木兹，哦，丹木兹。
And this is called Tammuz.
当然在埃及啦，或者巴比伦都有同样的春神，不同名称而已，意义相同。
They have similar gods found in Egypt.
要从地面上回来。
And that this god is to return from ground.
因为现在是在秋煞。冬萧条的一个季节
，because it was during the autumn and the winter season，
非常的萧条
，so it is very the season is very low and passive。
所以需要春天回来
，so they need the return of spring。
所以他们要哭着请这Tammuz从地面上回来
，so they need to weep and lament in order for Tammuz the god to return。
好像希腊神话 Orpheus 要带他的妻子回来一样
，and just like this Greek mythology Orpheus is to bring his wife back。
但是这个就是一个同样的象征意义。
So this is a similar representation.
哭求春天回来。
A lament so spring will return.
一个神百姓。
And for the people of God.
学习外邦的恶俗。
How is it that they are imitating these foreign abominations?
其实他们在圣殿有拜太阳的遗迹。
And they had once worshipped the sun god in temple.
你看那个西底家王。
If you look at Zedekiah,
他毁灭圣殿的时候，那个清除圣殿的污秽、垃圾的时候
，and when he cleansed out the filth in the temple,
就有日的太阳神阿波罗那样的那个车在天空行走那个车
，and he had found cars that Apollos use.
Apollo chariot.
The chariot of Apollos.
你看他们学习外邦。
And we can see how they imitated after the foreigners.
所以说神说他们很邪恶啊。
And this is why God saw them as evil.
一桩的这意象中的事件。
And through the series of visions shown to Ezekiel.
所以这个时候神的约柜就要离开。
So at this time the ark of God will depart from them.
你看十章的四节。
That's read chapter 10 verse 4.
那就说神的荣耀就住在神殿里头，他约柜上头的荣耀。
And that the glory which dwells upon the ark of covenant.
已经停在这圣殿的门槛 threshold，
and now it is at the doorstep。
然后呢，十八节。
And verse 18。
因为又看到很多的这样的这邪恶神，已经慢慢的移开，到了十八节说，已经在这个，就是说。
After more wickedness was shown, it says, verse 18, that the glory was at the threshold of the temple.
再看十一章二三节。
That's read chapter 11, verse 23.
到最后，神不得不的丢弃他自己的圣城。
In the end, God had no choice but to forsake His own holy temple.
用他这个宝座上的荣光，他的离开，这约柜车辇的离开。抛弃这个圣城。
And so He had to forsake this holy city.
这个时候刚好是刀剑。
So during that time, the swords, fire,
还有敌人的入侵
，and also the attack from the enemies.
经过十九个月、十八个月的围攻
，and through 18 to 19 months of attack.
果然在五八七的七月，圣城沦陷、沦落的、毁灭了。
So in July of 587 B.C., the holy city had fallen.
圣殿被焚毁
，and holy city was burned down.
就在神的荣光离开以后的当下，也就是这个毁灭的时刻。
So right after the glory of God departed from the temple, this destruction had fell upon them.
停在哪儿
？And so where did it stop?
圣城对面的那座山上。
And the glory had fell upon the mountain
好，那我们看到
opposite of the city.
神荣光离开圣城。
So after the glory of God departed from the holy city,
弃绝他的百姓
and forsaken his people.
但是他又纪念他的约。
But at the same time, God remembered His covenant.
在周末日子，他要再复兴，他要重建。
That in the end time, He shall revive them and rebuild their.
那经过一番的这历史的沧桑。
So after a period of history.
那很多的波折，很多的打击。
And many hardships, many difficulties.
百姓流落四方，受苦受难。
And that the people were scattered throughout different places of the world.
但是神也是要召聚他们回
来。But in the end, God will gather them at one place.
等到他们回来以后。
And once they return.
就变成有一座高山
，and they shall be on the mountain, high mountain.
很显然就是西安山
，and that is the Mount Zion.
一座的新的圣城
，and there shall be a new Jerusalem.
再看一下是新的祭司的精神面貌跟新的制度
，and there you shall witness new priests, new high priests, and new statues.
你再看四七章的以西结
，and when you read Ezekiel chapter 17,
一个新的伊甸园
，and there shall be a new Garden of Eden.
从神的宝座流出这个生命的活水
，from the throne of God there shall spring living water.
连把那个苦咸地就这个死海也变成淡水。
And even the Dead Sea may be turned into fresh water.
可以看到鱼虾水族。
And you may see living creatures in the sea.
四七章一章一节到十二节。然后你又看到这个死海变淡水后的四周围。
And once the Dead Sea was turned into fresh water, you can see the surroundings.
长满了树。
And trees were grown.
长满了果子。按时结果
，and the trees will bear fruits in season.
叶子可以医治百姓万民的
，even the leaves can heal sicknesses.
这一个新的景象
，and so this new image
是在以西结先知最后的这个四十章到四十八章里头的神在回归。
And this is recorded in Ezekiel chapter 40 to 48, where God shall allow the people to return.
王在当中，神在里头做王。
And God shall reign as king amongst them.
有个牧人叫主耶稣。
And there's a shepherd which is Lord Jesus.
这个就是末后神所说的要建立王国。
And this is what Lord said that He will establish His kingdom in the end time.
神的荣光回归，请看四十三章。
And let's turn to chapter 43.
以西结书。
Ezekiel chapter 43.
从第一节你看到朝东的门就是金门或者叫做东门。
And you can see the gate facing the east, which is the Golden Gate or the East Gate.
神的荣光从东边就是十一章二十三节那个东边的那座橄榄。
And that is the glory of God came from the mountain on the east side, which is Mount Olive.
就进入到圣城里头。
It will enter into holy city.
那么它有重水的声音、打雷的声音，就是基甸，那说这个基路伯所担带的这个基路这个约柜的车子。
There will be sound of many waters and of great trembling.
然后可以看到神让整个大地。这耶路撒冷圣城充满荣耀。
We can see how God allowed the whole city of Jerusalem to be filled with His glory.
主耶稣的进入这个圣城。
And so Lord Jesus entering into the holy city.
不但应验了撒迦利亚书九章九节的那个预言。
Not only fulfill the prophecy recorded in Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9.
也是这以西结书四刚才念的十章十一节到十章十一章四三章的一个重现。
And so it's also fulfillment of what we have just read in Ezekiel chapter 10 to 43.
神要进入来建立他的国。
And that God shall enter into the city to reestablish His kingdom.
何况在诗篇四十八篇。
And moreover in Psalm chapter 48.
请看第二节。
Verse 2.
诗篇四十八篇第二节。
Psalm chapter 48, verse 2.
这句话说得很简单。
And this is a very simple saying.
可是它有源远流长的犹太教它的委托之经，或者说这个旁经的一个历史和它的宗教历史。
But it plays an important history in the scriptures of the Jews.
就是说这句话是大锡安山是大君王神的京城。
And that is Mount Zion on the side of the north is the city of the great king.
就神的京城是在这耶路撒冷。
And that the city of the king of God is in Jerusalem.
在圣城里头是做王的。
And that he shall reign as a king in Jerusalem.
那你就可以看到那诗篇一直是讲锡安诗篇的那些盛况了。
And the book of Psalms describes the sceneries in Mount Zion.
Psalm Zion Psalms.
And the Zion Psalms.
那神作王的诗篇的。
And the Psalm of God reigning as a king.
所以主耶稣要用他雄伟的，虽然他会遭遇到很多逼迫患难，他还是要进入。
The Lord Jesus will face many persecutions. In the end, he shall still enter into the holy city.
他要拥有在宣称这个城市他作王的城。
And that once again, he shall proclaim that he will reign as a king in the city.
但是这个代价。
But the price.
不是用干戈动武。
And but the price he paid was not by psalms or dances.
不是用干戈动武。就是不是用 blood,
not by blood or shed by blood shedding,
乃是用他的死,
but by his death.
主耶稣的死,
and the death of Lord Jesus,
他才可以有机会，才让万民可以看到神的国在这儿。
And only by his death could the people see that he truly is here.
因为他可以 claim, 的宣称拥有他的王权，在这耶路撒冷的圣城。
By that, he could claim his sovereignty within the city of Jerusalem.
所以进入圣城的十字架的死。
Therefore, entering into the city and fulfilling the death on the cross.
在道理上或者在历史上是很重要的。
It plays an important role in the truth.
那今天也同样道理。
And likewise, today.
你有没有让主耶稣进入圣城？
Have you allowed Jesus to enter into the holy city?
有没有让他称王？
Have you allowed him to claim as a king?
这是我们值得来思考。
And this is something for us to think about.
那这个圣城不但是指着整教会的全体。
The holy city not only referred to the entire congregation.
我们也许会一度的这样的被巴比伦俘虏。
And perhaps has we may repeatedly be taken away by Babylon.
我们会被这世界世俗来沾染。
We may be influenced by this world, by the secular world. But once Lord Jesus entered into the holy city,
你可以看到他两个重要动作。
You may see his two important actions.
一个就是洁净圣殿。
And first is he cleansed the temple.
第二个就是他咒诅不结实不结果的无花果。
And second, he cursed the fig tree that did not bear fruit.
因为旧约时代这不屑的这 不配得的百姓，神要弃绝。
And because God will forsake the unworthy people, unworthy Israelites in the Old Testament.
他要的就是新约的，活在主底下恩典跟真理的。
And what He wants and chooses are those under grace, under truth.
在王权之下，在王权之下的百姓。
And those who are under His sovereignty.
那这个当然有先知书一大堆的例子。
And many of these examples can be seen in the prophetic books.
所以我们当查考这一段。
So when we study this passage.
虽然经文很简单。
And though the scripture is very simple.
但让我们真的再次的思考。
But let us meditate upon it once again.
文字。
The wordings,
或者是上下文 context,
or the context,
或者是他的背景
or the background,
跟他重要教训
it all has its important teachings.
以及今天的属灵侍奉，或者是灵修各方面的这运用或应用。
And we may apply it to our spirituality or our service.
我们当了人的师长。
And as we grow,
我当人的老师了。
As a teachers of men,
要怎么把这个属灵生命交代下去
？How can we pass down the spiritual knowledge to the next generation?
我们当人师父的。
And as a teacher,
教导的。
And as those who are teaching,
不建立自己。
If we don't establish ourselves, build up ourselves, how can we build up others?
我们在属灵知识上不长进。
If we don't grow in our spiritual knowledge,
怎么能够教导别人呢
？How are we fit to teach others?
因此呢
，And for this reason,
我们求主耶稣让我们更加的用功。
We ask God to help us so we may strive forward.
不要浪费时间。
And do not waste our time.
跟世俗的差不多，常在玩游戏啦，讲闲话了。
And to talk about nonsense or to always play games like the people in this world.
应该抓紧时间。
We must hold on to time.
因为我们人生的时间不长。
Because our life is short.
一眨眼已经过半百了。
In the blink of an eye, you have already passed half of your age.
求主耶稣让我们在这几方面互相勉励。
So we ask our Lord to mutually encourage one another.
文学。
In literature.
历史。
History.
神学。
And theology.
我们一起要求主来带领我们。
And we ask God to help us and guide us.
因为我们这种知识就是力量。
Because knowledge is power.
你没有知识。
Without knowledge.
就好像一般的人。
You're just like an ordinary man. You are blank. You're empty.
没有什么话可说的。
There's nothing you can talk about.
里头没有什么东西的。
And there's nothing inside of you.
所以我们要建立，求主让我们建立。
So we ask God.
建立我们手的工，我们的是学习。
To build up the work of our hands and build up our studies. Let's sing hymn together.
请唱五十首。
Let's sing hymn 50.